In one beautiful purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that when a mantra is chanted by a great devotee, the mantra becomes more powerful. Although the Hare Krishna mantra is powerful itself, when the disciple is initiated, is formally receiving the mantra from the spiritual master, then the effect is more powerful. In a guru ke dwara mantra milne se uski shakti aur jyada prakat hoti. Then when very Prabhupada is explaining in one lecture given in Vrindavan, Nectar of Devotion, the importance of the attitude towards the holy name. Prabhupada says, Krishna becomes manifest to the devotee. Atta Shri Krishna Namadi Navavet Grahyam Indriya. When one becomes a devotee, beginning from the tongue, by chanting, then Krishna will reveal himself. So the perfection of chanting is to chant without offenses. Then you will understand that Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So we have to learn how to chant. We have to try to avoid the 10 kinds of offenses. Jiva Goswami in his purport is elaborating on the need for avoiding these offenses and come to Shuddha Naam. So, at the beginning, we cannot chant the holy name of the Lord, but still just by continuous chanting, one gradually ascends to the platform of pure Naam. Just like he gives the example of Namabhas. Abhas means just like before sunrise, the darkness is gone practically this time, but it's not yet sunlight. It is different from sunlight, but still there is dawn. Similarly, so the offensive stage is the first stage, and if you avoid the 10 kinds of offenses, then you will come to Namabhas. And Prabhupada is quoting the story of Haridas Thakur in a discussion with Raghunath Das Goswami's father, arranged a meeting, and there was one Brahmana named Gopal Chakravarti who was arguing with Raghunath Das Goswami that how you can get liberation by Namabhas. But eventually he was punished by the Lord. So by chanting Hare Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna offensively, one may get some material happiness or distress, but when one comes to a stage of chanting Namabhas, he becomes liberated. And then from Namabhas, he comes to Krishna Prem. So, dhire dhire ye stage bataye gaye hain, pehle aparadh yug japta, phir Namabhas, phir uske baad Shuddha Naam. So, we should hanker to come to that stage, like Rupa Goswami is saying, when I will chant, what can I chant with one tongue? I hope I had millions of tongue, trillions of years. As far as we are concerned, we cannot even finish 16 rounds because we have not created our taste for chanting. Still, don't be disappointed. Go on chanting. Prabhupada yahan bol rahe hain ki Rupa Goswami ko itna taste tha, wo bolte hain hajaron lakhon kaan chahiye. Hamare paas taste nahi hai, koi baat nahi, lekin karte karte aa jate hain. So this name is incarnation of the Lord because nama nami abhinatvam. So actually when we chant Hare Krishna, we are associating with Krishna. Therefore, if we are sensible, Prabhupada uses the word, if we are sensible, we will be very respectful because we will understand that this name is actually non-different from Krishna. How much respectful we will be. We should be very cautious, respectful, not neglectful. Then if you become inattentive, that itself is offense. So Prabhupada ji bol rahe hain ki aparadh se bachna chahiye aur dhyan purvak jap karna chahiye. So we should respect chanting of Hare Krishna mantra with very great care, cautiousness, so that we may not commit offenses. We should not think that now I am a Vaishnava, I am chanting, so it doesn't matter what activity I am doing. If I do some sinful activity, nothing will happen. No. We should be very careful, because even if you are a devotee, the laws of nature are there. You may get punished. Therefore, be very careful when we are chanting Hare Krishna. And last point Prabhupada says, when you're chanting Hare Krishna means you're dealing with Krishna directly. Be very careful, cautious and respectful. Then you will be successful. Prabhupada last mein bolte hain ki Bhagwan ka naam lene samay bahut cautious, yani dhyan purvak karna hai aur adar purvak karna hai. Phir safalta prapt. Shri Hari Naam Prabhu ki jai. Now let us offer respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone and who are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpataru bhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhi vaishnavibhyunmanam anantakudi vaishnavrindiki.